Okay, here we go. Good vach, good moi, good kvittel. Gruner of Yontif. Our learning should be Leonishmas, my grandfather's yortzit, it was yesterday. Mashachai ben Adidya. Baruch Tzivin Rav Enosun. Daniel Sarbas Eliezer, Yisrael Levi. Five chassidic ideas on Hoshana Rabbah to try to be able to connect us to the panemius, to the deeper essence of the day at large. So the first two ideas we're going to say exactly what does Hoshana Rabbah mean? Says it's Fasemes. Fasemes explains in a beautiful Torah and Tov Resh Nun. And he says that what is the deeper aspect of Hoshana Rabbah? What does Hoshana Rabbah mean? He says that Yom Hoshana Rabbah is a day where every Jew could come back to their Ribono Shel Olam. And even the Jews who weren't connected to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, maybe they weren't connected to Zman Simchaseinu. But Dafka Hoshana Rabbah is an opening to those Jews, to even the people who are something called an Arava, the Sasama says. What's an Arava? Lo Tam V'lo Reach. We know the Medrash tells us in Vayikra Rabbah that at the end of the day, there's certain types of Jews that have no tam and no reich, no mitzvahs and no Torah. And maybe throughout Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Sukkot, they didn't feel connected, and they didn't get the Yeshua. But Hoshana Rabbah comes to save them. Shayichol, and I quote this last emes. Shayicholim lihivashe abo afilo hashvalim v'adoros hashvalim shehem bechinas aravo lo tam v'lo reich. Their Yeshua, their salvation comes. Even those Jews and even those generations who are so low, that are there in their bechinas of Arava, they're an expression of Arava, their lives are dry. Maybe they need to do full tshuva in Yom Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Hoshana Rabbah comes and says, at the end of the day, you could still come to tshuva. The pnimis of the day, you could still do tshuva. The second idea, why is Hoshana Rabbah called Hoshana Rabbah? So the Bnei Tzadcha writes in Tishrei, on Tishrei Yud Beis Gimel, he writes two ideas. He says, instead of looking at the word Hoshana Rabbah, like the great saving, like the Sasem says, you have to look at the first word, Hoshana. He says, Hoshana doesn't just mean save. Hoshana is really two words. Hosha, and then na. Right? Please save. But he says, na doesn't just mean please. Na means the 51st day. Hosha, na. Save us on the 51st day. That should be a Gemar Chesima Toiva filled with goodness and mercy and life and peace and redemption for all Klai Yisrael. When you wish someone a good kvittel, a good Hoshana Rabbah, you're not just wishing them a good Hoshana Rabbah, you're wishing them Hosha, na. That they should be saved on the 51st day. That 51st day from what? Says the Bnei Tzadcha. From that 51st day from Rosh Chodesh Elul until now. From that 51st day, the 30 days of Elul and the 21 days of Tishrei, where we're immersed in Tshuva Meir and Tshuva Me'avah, trying to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam. We ask Hashem, Hosha, save us? No, on the 51st day. The second idea the Bnei Tzadcha says, Hosha, no, means Hosha, save us? No, through the 50. Through all the 51 days, all the slichas, and all the tekiah shofars, and all the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah, of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, take those 51, take those things take all those 51 things, and take it and be able to save us. So two different ideas. The Sfasem has the Bnei Sassu gives two ideas exactly what Hoshana Rabbah is as well. But now let's talk about the core essence of the day as well. And with this, we go to the Emri Emes in Tov Resh Ayin Gimel. And the Emir says something beautiful. He says that Hoshana Rabbah is a great day of salvation. And it's the Gemar of Yom Kippur. And he says that even those Jews, and he quotes his father, is really his father, even those Jews who weren't able to be saved Yom Kippur have the ability to be saved in Hoshana Rabbah. And he says that we know the Gemar tells us on Avodah Zarah and Da'an Hay that we know that Klai Yisrael were forgiven on Yom Kippur for the Egel Azov. And the Gemara says there that the Jews only sinned lo chatu Yisrael el lahoras tshuva l'rabim. Klai Yisrael only sinned by Ma'aseh Egel Azov because they wanted to show the power of tshuva for the tzibur. Says the Emor Emes, the same way that Klai Yisrael wanted to show tshuva for Klai Yisrael by the Chedah Egel, David HaMelech also by Hoshana Rabbah who kolach David HaMelech. We know it's through shpizit of David HaMelech. David HaMelech lo chata David el lohoras tshuva liyachid. So whereby Yom Kippur is a tshuva for Rabbim, Hoshana Rabbah is a tshuva for Yachid. Let me explain. Gemara Avodah Zarah tells us that the Ma'aseh Egel, the Klai Yisrael only sinned to show tshuva for the tzibur. But at the end of the day, says the Sfas Emes, Hoshana Rabbah is the tshuva of the Yachid. So Hoshana Rabbah, that David only sinned to show tshuva for the Yachid. So each and every single one of us, maybe on Yom Kippur, where we were sealed for life, as a tzibur, but as a yachid, the tzibur, it's only for Yom Kippur. Hoshana Rabbah is the day of salvation for the yechidim. It's tshuva for the yechidim. David Melch is the koch of tshuva. David Melch is always the shpizin of Hoshana Rabbah, because David Melch is the essence, the pinnacle Ushpizin of Tshuva. Right? Luchata David El Horse Tshuva Liyachid. Beautiful insight of Demir Emes. Now the fourth and fifth and final idea. Says the Beis Aaron, Karlina Rebbe on the Simchas Beis Shoeva, and he writes a beautiful insight. He says, you know, the Medrash tells us that an Arava is Domelis Vasayim. You know that the day of Hashanah Rabbah, it's called the Yom Arava. We smack the Aravas, right? The Tzram said that when the same way we're changing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mood from din to rachamim, from judgment to mercy with the shofar, that's exactly what we're doing with the Arava. When we clap the Arava down, we're telling the Rabbon Shem, just like we're clapping down the Arava, we're clapping down the Rabbon Shem, you should mamtik the dinim, you should sweeten up the dinim. That's not the idea of Beis Aaron says, that's the Svar Makedoshim. But says the Beis Aaron, the Arava, if you're looking at Arava, the Arava looks, domelis vasayim, it looks like lips. They look like lips. Says the Beis Aaron, such a beautiful Torah. He says that we know at the end of the day, what are lips for? They don't smell. You can't, the nose is for smell. They don't taste. Your mouth tastes. So your svasayim, lo tam v'lo reach. There's no, it doesn't have taste, it doesn't have smell. So what's the whole point of your lips? It's for neshika. The essence of lips is for a kiss. The show Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. You want to know why Dafka the Hoshana Rabbah is a day of not just day of salvation, it's a day of kulu ahava from the Rabbon Shom. It's a day of arava. What does the arava represent? Svasayim. And what does the svasayim represent? The lips. That represents neshika. That represents the kiss. The kiss of from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to us. With you, when he sees that we're doing our essence, we're doing our part, and trying to do it, be a little bit better, and ben adam chaver, ben adam lemakom, trying to be a little bit better, then we zochet to that salvation of Hoshana Rab. Arava is v'sasayim, and v'sasayim is the neshika. Beautiful, beautiful Torah from the Beis Aaron. And finally, the fifth and final idea comes from Shom of Bells, exactly telling us what the essence of Hoshana Rab is. Hoshana Rab, it's very interesting. If you look at the davening of Pesukei Dezimra, it's actually Shabbos and Yontif Tikkun davening for Pesukei Dezimra, and it actually ends off by Mizmor Shili Yom Shabbos. And we end off with the Shalom Malach and says the Shalom of Bells, why is it we end off with Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos? What in God's name does Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos have to do with Hashanah Rabbah? Says the Bells Rebbe, a beautiful idea. He says, you know, the Medrash tells us, we're going to be reading it in a few next Shabbos, Mitzvah Shem Parshas Bereishis, that Adam Rishon meets Kayin, and Kayin, and he asks him, what happened? Why are you so happy? He says, I did Tshuva. And Adam says, Adam didn't know about Tshuva, and he saw the power of Tshuva. And what happened was, the Medrash says that Adam got up and says, Mizmar Shir Yom HaShabbos. That Adam found out the power of Tshuva that Cain was able to do to fulfill after he killed Evel. The first thing out of his mouth, the Medrash says, Mizmar Shir Yom HaShabbos. So is the Belzer Rebbe. You want to know why we say Mizmar Shir Yom HaShabbos on Hoshana Rabbah? Because Hoshana Rabbah is his man Tshuva. And Hoshana Rabbah connects us. Mizmar Shir Yom HaShabbos is a paragraph of Tshuva. Raiv Nachum Omar Boz Mizmar Zeh Kosher Levos Tshuva. He says, not only is it just a little thing, it's specifically, we should say Mizmar Shir Yom HaShabbos with great Kavanah, says the Belzer Rebbe. Because the whole essence of the whole paragraph of Mizmar Shir is to be able to show us the power of Tshuva. That Adam Rishon said that paragraph to Tehillim because he saw the power of Tshuva. Hoshana Rabbah is a day not only of Ahav, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu showing us his love, but it's the day of Tshuva, the whole day. Not just when you're davening in Shul, but the whole day. I remember Vamrib used to always say that Hoshana Rabbah, the Sam Rebbe, used to daven Namash the entire day. It's a day of complete salvation. Whether you're getting ready for Yom Tov, this and that, to daven, talk to Hashem. Davening, it's a great, great day of salvation. It's the chasima of the chasima. So let's just review these five chasidic ideas. The first idea was said from the Sfas Emes, what's the essence of the day? Sfas Emes says that Fil Hashvelim, even the low generation, Hoshana Rabbah, the great, great salvation, that even the generation that it's an Arava, Lo Tam V'Lo Reach, there's no taste, there's no mitzvahs, there's no Torah, V'Lo Reach, there's no smell, it's a great salvation for them. But Yisachar had his two ideas. Hoshana, you should save us on the 51st day. That's what Hoshana Rabbah is. Hoshana Rabbah. Save us on the 51st day of Hoshana Rabbah from the 30 days of El and the 21 days of Tishrei. And the second explanation of B'nai Yisrael says that Hoshana refers to Hashem. You should take all the mitzvahs and all the Torah and all the tefillahs and all the shofar and all the, and everything. The Vandal Lachavert and Marab and Marab and take those 51 days. Hoshana Rabbah. Take those and use it as salvation. The third idea is from the Emir Emes. The Gemara of Odazara tells us that Yom Kippur was Mechaper for the Cheda Eagle. Klai saw sin to show tshuva for the rabbin, and David HaMelech shows tshuva for the yachid. Right? The Gemara says that only David HaMelech only sinned, but to show tshuva for the yachid. And because it's David HaMelech, because it's David Ushpizin, it's a time of tshuva not only for the tzibur, that's Yom Kippur, but the tshuva of the yachid, for the personal, for the intimate relation between us and Hashem. That's the essence of Hoshana Rabbah. It's the realness, it's the sincere genuine one-on-one with you in the Rabbono Shalom, says the Rabbono Shalom, Tefresh Ayin Gimel. The fourth idea, the Beis Aaron says, Medrash tells us that the Arava is Domelis Vastasayim, that the Arava is compared to the lips. Why lips? They can't smell and they can't taste, because by the lips, lips are made to show love, to give a kiss to your child, to give a kiss to your mitzvah, a kiss to your gemara. At the end of the day, a neshika. That's what the Rava shows. That even if it doesn't have tam, and even doesn't have reich, doesn't have smell or taste, the domel Rava, the domel is vastasayim, which the whole essence of the Rava is neshika. It's to show Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. And finally, fifth and final idea, why do we mention Mizmar Shili Yom HaShabbos and Shana Rabba? What should that have to do? Because that's exactly it. Mizmar Shili Yom HaShabbos was said by Adam Rishon when he met Cain. When Cain told me he did tshuva, the first thing that came out of Adam Rishon's mouth was one of tshuva. And that's exactly, says the Balzer Rebbe, that's exactly the whole point of Shana Rabba. So Zman tshuva, says Hoshana Rabba. Says the Balzer Rebbe. It's not just a stam day that right before Shemini Atzeres was torn out. It's not in tshuva to be able to collect all the tefillos and all the ma'isa mitzvahs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. We should take these penimis of these days, the penimis of Hoshana Rabba, to understand that even no matter what we've done, even if that inspiration fell on Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabba is the day to be able to get back. Even the low generation, even when wherever we messed up over the man, maybe the past few days, Hoshana Rabba says to be able to come back to the Ribono Shel Olam, the 51st day. The gates are mamish open. The tshuva of the yachid, the neshika, we should feel the kiss from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should feel the kiss of the Arava. We should feel the kiss of the sasayim of the Arava, the kiss of the Ribono Shel Olam. And as Hashem, take advantage of the zman of tshuva of Hoshana Rabba, of Mizmar Shili Yom HaShabbos. When we say that paragraph of tshuva, as Hashem, to have that in mind, that we're mamish daven to the Ribono Shel Olam for tshuva for us, for chesima tov, for all of Klal Yisrael, for a good gevent shiur, for a good year of health, of bracha, of siyat shmayim, geula, as Hashem yisbarach. Good kvittel and good gach shkorech.